Your attention, America. Do you know the song that's haunting the country? It sounds like a mystery. It is a mystery. Yes, it's the Mystery Melody. The song worth thousands of dollars to the first person who names it right tonight. So stand by as we play Stop the Music. Harry Salter in the orchestra. The songs of Kay Harmon and Dick Brown. On that musical ceremony, first part, and starring you, the people of America. Stop the Music! Hello, America. This is Bert Clark calling, inviting you to play Stop the Music, ABC's national Sunday night game for the whole family. Songs, excitement, prizes, and surprises. Tonight, our exciting Stop the Music bonus. So get ready, set, here we go till we stop the music.
You're my silver lining, you're my star of blue. There's a lot of shining just because of you. La-dee-da-dee-da, you have got that crazy thing, baby. Shining star and inspiration, worthy of the mighty nation all.
Kay Armour off to a grand start with a wonderful song called Of the Ice Cream. Now it's Dick Brown coming up with a turn hit that goes like this.
For you to call me, how can you make me care this way? La-dee-da-dum, for you to want me, if it's just for a day. La-dee-da-dum, for you to thrill me, why do you do the thing you do?
Stop! What do you say? Stop it! Where to, please? We're calling Mount Vernon, New York, all right? And who's going to talk to you at Mount Vernon, please? Mr. Samuel Bunnell, all right? Hello, Sam! Well, how are you tonight? Good. What do you do, Sam? What's your job? Serviceman for General Electric. Well, that's wonderful. Nice. How's your family? All right, Sam? You feel all right? Not too well, he says, because the Yanks lost the second game today. Well, Sam, this is Bert Clark on Stop Music, and for a beautiful seven-piece chrome dining group. It's styled and built by Falcon of Texas, creators of distinguished chrome dinette. What's the name of the song Dick was just singing, do you know? It isn't fair, that's it. Play for you now on Mr. Melody, and remember, there are thousands of dollars in bonds on our jackpot. Listen closely now. Here it is. All right, there you are, Mr. Bunnell of Mount Vernon, New York, and what is your answer?
It sounds like a ghost song, but you don't know which one it is.
I say, well, it may, but I don't know. But Sam, you're still going to get that chrome dinette for naming the first song. Thank you very much. Up there in Mount Vernon, New York. Bye. Sam's almost a Stop Music bonus later on the show. Last week, we made six bonus calls to Phoenix, Arizona. We had one winner. The songs in last week's bonus medley were Diner, When I Grow Too Old to Dream, and Old Susanna. Went out of city later in the show. Every winner this week will win a silver service for 12 for the beautiful remembrance pattern of 1847 Rogers Brothers. So stay with us now as we continue to play Stop the Music. Here's Harry Sumner. Coming fast, where to this time, operator? We're calling Dayton, Ohio, and we're going to talk to whom, please? Arthur Woodward, all right. Hello, Arthur. Hello, how are you? Well, I'm fine. Where do you live in Dayton, Miss Woodward? 17 Harshman Street.
Well, okay, this is Bert Parks on Stop Music in New York. For a Snow Breeze air cooler to keep your house cool and comfortable this summer, it's made by the Palmer Manufacturing Company of Phoenix, Arizona. What's the name of that song, Arthur? He'll be coming on now. All right, you too have an opportunity at that Misty Melody. Remember, your first chance to count. Here it is. All right, sir, we are waiting for your answer, the title of our Misty Melody. Yes? The Goblin Fantasy? No, I'm sorry, Arthur, that isn't it. But that air cooler is on its way to you for identifying the first song correctly. Thank you. Good luck to you, Arthur. Take my heart. Mr. Paul Companion. All right. Hello, Paul Companion. How are you, sir? What do you do, Paul? What's your job? Machinist on the railroad. All right, sir. This is Bert Parks for Stop Music and for a complete two-stone motion picture outfit. Consists of camera, projector, and screen, each in its own carrying case. What's the name of that march we were just playing? Beg pardon? I'm sorry, I can't understand you, Paul. Christian? No, I'm sorry, sir. That is not it. But we're going to send you a beautiful set of four Springfield Pine Summer Winterweight blankets and our thanks for joining us out there in Indianapolis, Indiana. All right, we go to our first studio contestant. How may I have your name, sir?
Charles F. Early.
Mr. Early, where are you from, Mr. Early?
West Wing, New Hampshire.
From New Hampshire, fine.
Yes,
and what do you do, Mr. Early?
I'm a revenue agent in the boxing division.
I see. Are you here on a vacation, Mr. Early?
I'm here to meet my sister, who I hope will arrive on the Elbe of France tomorrow.
And just in Europe. I mean, you're not here on official business.
No.
You're just here for fun?
And to try and hear your program.
Oh, how are you, Mr. Early? Now, I want you to tell me, please, for that complete motion picture outfit, the name of the song and the march.
I'll say that, sir.
You are so right. Thank you very much. Thank you.